decided I'd put myself on the program and read you a little bedtime story. And I think some of you might like to hear my story about the creation. Well, a long time ago, things was different. There wasn't nothing on the earth because there wasn't no earth. And every day was Sunday with the Lord read back every day, preaching all day long till Saturday came around. And then everybody was out to the fish fry, eating fish and drinking bile custard and carrying on till all at once one of them Saturdays, the Lord, he took up a cup of custard that didn't suit his taste. "This custard," said the Lord, "it's too thick. Well, it's got a heap of sugar and milk and eggs and things in it." "Lord," say Gable, "I can't help that," say the Lord. "It needs just a little bit more firmament in it." "Us ain't got no more firmament," say Gable. "Us ain't got another drop in the jug." "Huh," say the Lord. "It seems like every time I comes to the fish fry, I got to pass a miracle to make some firmament. I bet you I'm gonna make enough firmament this time to last a month of Sundays." So the Lord, he read back, and he passed a miracle, and he said, "Let it be some firmament." And when I say let it be some firmament, let it be a whole heap of firmament. Well, you just ought to see the firmament. There was so much of it, everybody was just standing around, knee deep in it. And the little cherubs could hardly fly. And the mammies would take them off to one side and dry them out. But as quick as they dried them out, they got wet again because there was so much firmament. "This ain't getting us nowhere, Lord," say Gable. "Looks like we gonna have to have some place to drain off some of this here firmament, because there's so much of it." "That's what I tell you," say Lord. "Every time I comes to the fish fry, I has to start passing miracles. Yes, I'll have to pass another miracle to find a place for this here firmament." So the Lord, he passed another miracle, and he said, "Let it be the earth to take care of some of this here firmament." So the Lord made the earth, and all that firmament drained into the rivers and the lakes and the ditches, because firmament ain't nothing but a fancy name for water. And there was a lots of dry land left over. "Well, say Gable, course it ain't none of my business, because I got to practice on my horn all the time. But looks to me like you gonna have to pass another miracle, Lord, and get somebody to work this here land, because you know good as I do that this here land ain't gonna work itself." Well, the Lord look around to see has he got any extra angels, and my land, they was mighty busy. So the Lord say, "Well, I reckon I'll just have to pass one more miracle." So the Lord say, "Let it be man to work this land." And there was Adam. The Lord look at him and he say, "What's your name, Adam?" Say the man. "Adam which?" Say the Lord. "Just plain Adam." Say Adam. "Well," say the Lord, "is you married?" He said, "No, I ain't studying women. Cause they just get you in trouble." "Well," say the Lord, "I's gonna create you a helpmeet, cause I ain't gonna have no single men's running around on my land. Because they gets out and they gambles and they does one thing and another. And the women helps hold them down. So I'm just going to make you a helpmeet. I'm going to put you back to sleep." So the Lord put Adam back to sleep. And he took out a rib. And he said, let this rib be Eve. And when old Adam woke up, there was Eve lying at his side with her head on his pillow. Adam, he looked at her and he said, where you come from, gal? And she said, no matter where I come from, I shall, ain't I? So Adam and Eve got married and settled down to raise a crop for the Lord. So one day the Lord come walking down the big road, and there was Sis Eve out picking a few blackberries. And the Lord, he say, howdy, and he say, picking a few blackberries, Sis Eve? And she say, yes, I's just picking a few to make up Adam a pie. And he say, well, you pick all the blackberries you want and the huckleberries, if you like them. There's just one thing I don't want you to touch, and that's the apples in the orchard, because Adam, apples is kind of scarce, and I hear they's going to bring a good price in the fall. Well, Sis Eve said, all right, and she went on picking her blackberries. But the first thing you know, here come a great big howling moccasin crawling toward him. And she said, look at that scoundrel. And he went through the fence. And she picked up a rock. And she swung around and she let that rock fly. But you know how women is. They never could chunk good. And so she missed the snake and knocked down an apple. And it fell right down at her foot. Well, she just stood there and looked at it, and she said, look at that apple. She said, it's too pretty for the hogs to eat, and do I let it lay, the hogs is sure gonna eat it. So she picked it up, and she kind of polished it off, and she looked at it, and then she took a bite. She said, it don't taste like much. I wonder, do Adam want to eat it? So she took it out to where he was plowing the corn. And when she gave it to him, he said, oh, I don't like apples, gal. Why don't you bring me something I like? And she blubbers up and she commences to cry. And she said, of course you don't like it. You don't never like nothing I give you. Oh, he said, honey, no, I just funny. Give me that old apple. I'll eat it. So he ate the apple. And that ain't all. Old Eve, she kept on a crying. And he say, honey, you hush up that crying, and I'll buy you a new dress. So Eve got a new dress. And the Lord seen it. And he didn't like it. He didn't like them eating his apples. So he put them both off the place. And the next thing I heard, they was both down on the levee, trying to get a job at 6 bits a day.
I'd like to sing for you one of the riddle songs. There are several, but I think this is my favorite. I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bone. I told my love a story that had no end. And I gave my love a baby with no crying. How can there be a cherry that has no stone? How can there be a chicken that has no bone? Whoever heard a story that had no end? And whoever saw a baby with no crying? Oh, a cherry in the blossom, it has no stone. A chicken in the eggshell, it has no bone. The story of I love you will never end. And a baby, when it's sleeping, there's no to sing a little Irish song for you. It's called the Stuttering Song, as you'll see why. A wee bit over the lean, me lads, a wee bit over the green, the birds went into the poor man's corn. I fear they'll never be seen, me lads, I fear they'll never be seen. Then out comes a bonny young lass, and she was young and fair, and she went into the poor man's corn to see if the birds were there, me lads, to see if the birds were there. Then out comes a bonny young lad, and he was the fisherman's son, and he went into the poor man's corn to see if the lass was there, me lads, to see if the lass was there. Put his arms around her waist and kissed her cheek and chin. Then up spoke the bonny wee lass, I fear it is a sin, me lads, I fear it is a sin. He kissed her once and he kissed her twice, he kissed her 10 times o'er. Oh, it's nice to be kissing a bonny wee lass that's never been kissed before, me lads, never been kissed before. And out comes the poor old man, and he was tattered and torn. If this is the way that you minded me, birds, I'll mind them myself in the morn, me lads. I'll mind them myself in the morn. Now this is the best part of it. He's played hooky long enough, he's been fishing, but now we're going to make him sing. Ain't it a shame to work on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Oh, ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to work on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Oh, ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to work on Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
When you got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Ain't it a shame to work on Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to lie on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Oh, ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame to lie on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
Ain't it a shame
to lie on Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
When you got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Ain't it a shame to lie on Sunday? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame to fish on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
It ain't no shame.
Ain't it a shame to fish on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
It ain't no shame.
Ain't it a shame to fish on Sunday when you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Never do get to go on weekday.
Ain't it a shame to fish on Sunday? Ain't it a shame?
It ain't no shame.
Thank you. The song we have just heard is entitled Madaling Araw or Daybreak. It was sung by Perla Limcanco. The Filipina bamboo stick dancers were between cuevas. Between? Oh, she's dressing. Australia Fernandez, Mr. Constante Luna, and myself, Leopoldo de Guzman.
Junior high dancers. I believe that's right. And they're going to do Ace of Diamonds.
Thank you. Now this one's uncensored.
Now, all those you heard are Cousin Willie's children cheering him on out there, and I don't know whether he gave them all a stick of candy to clap so loud or not. But by day, Cousin Willie is principal of the White Springs School. Oh, yes, and he's mayor of White Springs, too. Mm-hmm. He's a busy man. Now, here's a nice little surprise for you. One of our cousins dropped over from, let me see, Live Oak, I believe it is. Her name is Cousin Pete Zeniba. And she brought her guitar along, and she's going to play a little tune of music and sing for us. Isn't she pretty? Give her a hand.
I'll hand out the chewing gum afterwards. I'd like to sing a song called Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier. Am I close enough? Too close?
Can't hear you.
All right. How's it?
There I sat on Buttermilk Hill. Who could blame me, cry my fill? And every tear would turn a mill. Johnny has gone for a soldier. Me, oh my, I loved him so. Broke my heart to see him go, and only time will heal my woe. Johnny has gone for a soldier. I'll sell my flax, I'll sell my wheel, buy my love a sword of steel, that it in battle he may wield. Johnny has gone for a soldier.
Wasn't that lovely? And we might have left her off the program. Maybe we'll have time to hear her again a little later on. Are the White Springs Junior High dancers all back yet, Cousin Mildred? Ready to go?